Jesus' death. This is what made me consider my position as a Muslim. If Allah miraculously sustained Jesus on the cross through the process, or if Allah substituted Jesus' face for somebody else, in either case, Allah is actively involved in deceiving the people around Jesus. He deceives them into ultimately thinking that Jesus rose from the dead. So, in other words, because of Allah's active involvement in sustaining Jesus or causing him to survive the cross, he is deceiving people. He is the one who has started Christianity. Now, Muslims believe, for the most part, that Christianity is blasphemy. Believing that Jesus is God is blasphemous, the unforgivable sin, shirk. But if Allah is the one who saved Jesus, or if he substituted Jesus' face for somebody else, then it's all Allah's fault. Every blasphemous Christian in the world has been deceived by Allah and what he did. Now, a Muslim might respond to that and say, no, Allah just did that and then everyone else got confused. Well, really? Was Allah not able to tell the disciples that Jesus was not killed on the cross? Or was it Jesus who failed and didn't tell the disciples, no, look, guys, I didn't rise from the dead. I actually wasn't killed on the cross to begin with. Somebody failed here, either Allah or Jesus. And so we either have an incompetent God or a deceptive Messiah, one or the other. And this is a major problem. And as a Muslim, when I realized that this was the dilemma that I had to conclude that there's something wrong with the Islamic theology here. Regardless, if we're coming at it with a historical lens, we have to conclude Jesus died by crucifixion. The only way we can believe Jesus survived the cross or that his face was put on somebody else is if we believe by faith. And right now what we're trying to do is investigate what the evidence says. And the evidence is in favor of the Christian claim Jesus died by crucifixion. From what we've covered so far, then, we can be confident that history is squarely in favor of the Christian claim that Jesus died by crucifixion, and that the Islamic position presented in the Quran, that Jesus did not die by crucifixion, poses historical problems, and it poses faith-based problems. But what I want to move into now is the crux of the Christian faith, and that is that Jesus rose from the dead. Now, this is what set the disciples into preaching the gospel. As we said earlier, this was the core of the Christian proclamation. But I want to emphasize just how important it was. Take a look at what Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 14 and 17. Paul says that the resurrection is actually the foundation of the Christian faith. He says, if Jesus is not risen, our faith is in vain. And we are of all people most to be pitied. In other words, Jesus had to actually rise from the dead, otherwise we're deluded. And some people see Christians as holding on to their faith as a crutch. Well, maybe, hopefully, you know, I'll have hope that I can get into heaven and that will help me get through this life. Paul denounces that. He says, look, if that's the case, you're deluded. That's not the Christian faith. The Christian faith is the belief that Jesus actually physically rose. And what that means for us is tremendous. It means that we can have hope in our afterlife. It means that we can have faith in Jesus, that he can raise us too if he raised himself. So is there good reason to believe that Jesus rose from the dead? The argument for the resurrection that we're going to take a look at is one that was propounded initially by Dr. Gary Habermas and then has since been propagated by his protege, Dr. Michael Lacona. It's called the minimal facts approach. And basically what they argue is that scholars across the board, whether atheist, agnostic, Hindu, Christian, Jewish, Buddhist, doesn't matter, these scholars who study Jesus' life for a living generally conclude some things together, unanimously. There are some facts that pretty much everyone agrees with. And Dr. Habermas noticed at one point that if you treat those facts like a historian generally should, you almost have to conclude that Jesus rose from the dead. And what he said was, historians, their job is to take the facts and to provide the best explanation for the facts. And so history records various incidences, and the historian's job is to put those together into a compelling framework to say, this is how this happened, the best explanation for these facts. And so taking a look at what virtually all